There have been changes in workplace laws that in some cases were highlighted after many people began working from home during the pandemic. Returning to the workplace and reasonable work hours are just some issues that have arisen. Many countries in Europe, like France, Germany and Italy, have enacted laws to ensure the right to disconnect.
No, very few.
I asked leading employment and industrial relations barrister Ian Neal,
recognise or
what's the situation in Australia?
Right to disconnect. That is beginning to change, and that change will accelerate. Already we are seeing that in some enterprise agreement negotiations, bargaining rounds, claims have been made for some kind of regulation surrounding the right to disconnect, some kind of recognition in an industrial instrument that there are times when employees can legitimately not answer emails or take telephone calls or respond to text messages.
You could be out swimming or something, couldn't you? You know, and you don't have your phone with you. It's a bit unreasonable for an employer to expect you to respond to a text message whenever they feel like it, isn't it?
The difficulty is that in Australia, as around the world, and it's this very difficulty that is the source of the laws in European countries, France, Germany, Italy, Czechoslovakia are notable examples. Also some in Canada. The problem is, of course, the underlying problem is that communication technology, now so effective, so pervasive, and so much now a part of ordinary working lives after our experience of the pandemic over the last 2 or 3 years, that it has eroded the distinction between working and not working time in ways that when employees would report for work at an office or a factory at stipulated time and leave after they again at a stipulated time, that distinction was easy to maintain. No longer so.
And what are reasonable work hours then in that case? I noticed that you have taken interest in the case against Monique Ryan by her former chief of staff, Sally Rugg. What are some of the things that are likely to come out of that?
That's a case that intersects in meaningful and interesting ways with thinking about the right to disconnect. What's at issue in that litigation are provisions in the Fair Work Act, a statute that governs most employees in Australia, provisions in that act that have the effect of limiting ordinary working hours to those that are reasonable. But the act doesn't really define what reasonable is, at least not in a prescriptive way. And the Ryan Rugg litigation is testing the meaning of that concept. What are reasonable working hours? Is it reasonable to require a political staffer, to work for 70 hours a week when Parliament is sitting? That's a question that is being posed in that litigation. And it's then easy to see how those sorts of questions leak into a consideration of the right to disconnect, because how long is it reasonable to require employees to be connected, to be available to respond to emails and phone calls and text messages and the like? And when is it reasonable to expect them to respond to those calls?
This is a part of the symptom of being working remotely, and this is another issue that's come up. Is the returning to the workplace? Employers been wanting people out of the workplace to make it safer in terms of transmission of the virus, but now they're wanting them back in the office. Can they order them to come back in?
By and large, the answer is yes. Employees are obliged to obey the lawful and reasonable directions of their employer. And increasingly, there are fewer and fewer circumstances in which a direction to return to a physical workplace would not be both lawful and reasonable, particularly as either the risk of infection or the risks attendant on being infected are rapidly diminishing and coming to be accepted.
Because I suppose there's a limit to what you can do with Zoom meetings and the like. There is a reason that people are working together to produce whatever it is, the results of their work.
Yep, that's a very large debate. I suspect in the end, the answer that what will emerge is that there are circumstances when people can work effectively remotely from home. And there are probably more of those circumstances than anyone imagined, say, 4 or 5 years ago. But there will still be very many circumstances in which people work more effectively together, gathered in the same place.
Ian Neil, SC, Employment and Industrial Relations Barrister, speaking with me there.